So you probably have about 9 months, as you're hearing this, until your big fall hunt, which is a lot of time to get in shape. And obviously, being the New Year's, a lot of us want to get in shape. So we talk with Jake from Atomic Athlete on this Monday Minute episode to really take a high-level look at training throughout the year. So just because we want to train for hunting in September doesn't mean necessarily we should be doing a hunting-specific plan right now. We talk with Jake about what we should be doing now in the off-season. So it's a really helpful conversation. If you want to go back and hear more about the training plan he developed with us or training for hunting specifically, we interviewed him in depth on that in episode 106. He was also a guest on episode 137 about some of the elk hunting lessons he has learned the hard way over the last several seasons. All right, so here's this episode with Jake from Atomic Athlete. They are also part of the giveaway we're doing this January, so make sure you go and check out exomountaingear.com/podcast. Hit the giveaway link. There's going to be a place you can enter a bonus keyword. The bonus keyword for this episode is just train, T-R-A-I-N, train. Hope you guys enjoy this one and hit it hard in the gym or outside and train and prepare for the hunting season you have coming up. Jake, welcome to the podcast, man. Or I should say, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, good to have you, bud. It's fun to talk with you always, not only because I appreciate learning from you, but you're always out there doing something and have a whole bunch of stories. So I know that we could fill an hour plus easy talking about your season, but like, give us some highlights from the fall of 2018, because you got after it in terms of elk.
Yeah, we did. We failed to draw a tag in New Mexico. So me and a buddy ended up doing an over-the-counter hunt in Colorado and put in 17 days. My partner put in 14 days and had a lot of close chances, 14 opportunities, many on big bulls that were really close. But the weather that previous year kind of kept them down really low in the thicker vegetation, and we just couldn't seal the deal. And did a hard hunt there, kind of came back empty-handed, had some some disheartening moments as well, and then ended up taking two guys back up to northern Colorado in the Zirkel Wilderness, and they did a third rifle season, which was the complete opposite, because we had a really, really hot archery season up in Colorado, where it's, you know, t-shirt weather and just sweating. And then we get up into, you know, third rifle, and we're in knee-deep snow and right there on the border of Wyoming, and just following track through the wilderness back there. So two very different experiences. Learned a lot on both of them, because they were both, you know, unusual situations for that time of year. And it was good, but yeah, no elk in the freezer this year. So it's wild pigs and whitetail here in Texas.
Nice. Yeah, I want to get you back on. I want to do a whole show about, from your perspective, what you learned. I have questions personally about like hunting archery versus hunting third rifle, because I haven't done a late season hunt like that. So I'm just curious with your experience. And then I throw that out there too, listeners, if you have questions about either of those hunts or maybe some of those things, then definitely just shoot us an email, because we're going to get Jake back on here and have a good hour to talk about all the above. Today, Jake, though, you know, it's the new year, beginning of the year, January. We're actually running the giveaway with you guys right now to give away some Atomic Athlete training programs. I'm just curious, I want to talk about today, how do you approach a new year? And I'm not talking about just making New Year's resolution, but how do you look at a training cycle? So most of our guys listening to this are going to have essentially 9, 8, 9, 10 months to train. And that's a long time. I mean, you can get a lot done there. You don't want to be doing the same thing that whole time. So like, give us kind of a breakdown from a high level on what we might do to structure our training in the next 8, 9, 10 months.
Absolutely. I think it's important to understand that when it comes to any kind of like longer periodization model, which is just how you structure a training over a long period of time, which is a very common approach with any endurance or strength athlete. But as the rise of higher intensity and kind of the idea of functional fitness kind of evolves, most people are kind of just doing like a mixed mash of everything, and they're not really looking at their training in a big picture perspective. And the first thing you need to understand is that it needs to move from general to specific. So, you know, most guys coming off this last hunting season, you know, whether they're successful or not, they're probably already starting to mentally gear up for next season, what they're going to do different between now and September, October, November. And so a lot of guys probably are going to want to jump right back into the exo plan or start training like very specific for hunting. And the key thing they need to understand is that this far away, it doesn't need to be super specific. You just kind of have to build the core attributes. And then as you move forward, then you can get more specific. So one of the first things that we do is we kind of reverse engineer our calendar. So let's just say, for example, you're hunting September archery season. You know you're going to start hunting right the first or second day of the month. And so you have a three-month training program that's going to be very specific. For example, the Ultimate Predator, or if you're going to do the Exo Plan, it'd be a one-month program. You go ahead and block off that month for that specific training. And then you just kind of work backwards. So, you know, if you're hunting in September, then you know June, July, and August would be a three-month specific program, whether it's ours or someone else's. And you basically have 5 months, January, February, March, April, May, to kind of just build general fitness. And the main goal with general fitness is you're just kind of building the foundation for the specific work to come.
Like if a guy is in decent shape and wants to maintain or kind of just improve across the board, he can be general, but I'm sure there's guys as well who do want to be specific, not in terms of an event, but just to address weaknesses. So I would assume that like the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 months before they get into like a hunting specific program, they could focus on, you know, losing weight if that's what they need to do, or just building general strength if that's what they need to do as well, right? Because it's specific, but it's not tied to a specific event. It's just more specific to that individual. Would that be helpful?
Absolutely. So that's specific to the individual versus, like you said, the event, right? So, you know, hunting has a certain set of prerequisite attributes that like you need to have no matter who you are. You know, you have to be able to move over ground. You have to have lower body strength endurance. But when it comes to your individual fitness and individual goals, yes, if you're a big, strong, muscular guy and you were struggling aerobically, just, you know, breathing heavy the entire time, then, you know, building a good aerobic base is key. If you found yourself, you know, a tall, thin athlete who can go all day, but as soon as you hit a hill with a pack on, it's like, hey, like you have some strength issues. We need to address strength. So yeah, you're going to build the general foundation of fitness, and you're also going to attack any specific issues you saw in the previous season.
So if we have, let's even just take hunting out of the picture. Let's say just in the next 3, 4, 5 months, we're addressing a specific issue. How do we then look at that? So just that issue. Because if we're if like, say we want to build strength, say we want to build even endurance, we, again, going back to like, we don't want to do the same thing for 3 months, right? How do you begin to look at kind of doing some little, like, I think you would say macro cycles, right? So maybe 6 weeks and then change it up type thing. Like, give us some just advice there.
Yeah, we like to keep our, in general, our blocks are usually going to stay around 4 weeks. It's just easy for athletes to stay motivated there. You're going to see a good amount of adaptation there. Like I said, usually 6 weeks is when you need to change it, just because the body becomes really accustomed to what you're doing. So I like to break our training into two components, your strength component and your conditioning component. And that can pretty much apply to any athlete, with the exception of like high level CrossFit athletes, where there's you're doing both at once and you kind of have to train them at once. But so you look at your strength component, and, strength is going to be a spectrum, you know, being able to do 100 jump lunges in 2.5 minutes is going to be different than a back squat 1 rep max, you know. So strength can be measured on a scale from 1 rep up to 100 reps, you know. Military push-up test is an example of strength endurance. And so what we kind of like to do is, you know, because the body does require that variety, we like to kind of structure it where, you know, you do a month of maximal strength training. So that's going to be that lower, you know, 1 to 5 or 6 repetitions. Then you can go into a hypertrophy block, which is more in that mid range, you know, 6 to 12 reps, and then strength endurance, which is typically going to be 12 plus reps. So you're kind of modulating through different volumes, and volume is, you know, how many reps you do basically, not only per set, but throughout the whole week. And what that allows you to do is, always have a little bit of variety, but also kind of train that whole spectrum, you know. I mean, picking up a 130-pound pack and getting on your back is a good example of maximal strength. Like, you can only do that so many times before you have to stop and rest. You're usually just going to do it once, and it's very challenging. So that's an example and a reason to train max strength. And then you start thinking about strength endurance, and, you know, you're hammering up a, you know, 1,500 to 2,000-foot climb. Like, your lower body needs the strength endurance to get up there. So we like to break our strength into those three categories. And in a general season, you would just rotate through those. kind of going back to your question about attacking the weaknesses, you know, volume is going to be what's important, and as well as frequency. So if you just want to kind of maintain what you have, you can usually get away with training something like strength or a conditioning component once a week. If you want to improve it, you need to do it at least twice a week. If you really want to improve it, three times a week. So the frequency at which you attack something, whether it's strength or a conditioning component, is going to greatly increase your weekly volume, which is going to increase the amount of adaptation you have.
Awesome. One thing that gets overwhelming, and I've experienced this myself a ton of times, is just flat out how many options there are out there in terms of training.
Yeah.
You can go online and get a bajillion free programs. You could go to like what you guys offer with Atomic, and you have a ton of programs, really good programs, but just a lot of them. And some are specific. So let's just take Atomic. Like, throw out, say, the average guy who's mid to late, you know, 30s, early to mid 40s. He kind of wants to trim down a little bit. He's not really training specific for hunting yet. You know, wants to either lose weight, which is obviously part diet, right? But then also increase that cardio. Like, what's an example of one of your programs that you would point that guy to?
Cool. Yeah. I want to address something you just said about losing weight. And I think it's important to understand. I had quite a few guys that were doing the EXO plan. One guy in particular was a bodybuilder. And he's like, I really want to keep all my mass, but still increase my ability to hunt in the mountains. And it's important to understand that any extra mass is going to cost you in the mountains, whether it's body fat or excess muscle. You could be a really good gym athlete, really good at high intensity work, be strong as an ox. But ultimately, you're going to pay the price for carrying that extra mass. I remember listening to podcasts with you and Steve, and Steve, like, he's an ounce counter. Like, he's like shaving off 2 ounces here, 3 ounces here, right? And there's a reason he does that. I mean, he's a pretty experienced mountain athlete, I would say. And so if you're going into the mountains and you're 15 pounds overweight, whether it's muscle or, you know, fatty tissue, you're carrying 15 extra pounds for absolutely no reason. So if you are struggling conditioning wise up in the mountains on hunts, getting your nutrition lined up is going to be a first priority, because if you just shed 15 pounds of unneeded mass, you're going to move so much faster, and you can use the same equivalent of take 15 pounds out of your pack on a day pack. And how much further can you move in one day than if you had that 15 pounds in? So it's important guys understand out there that they really need to go into the mountains with an ideal body composition. I know you're a tall, lean guy, Mark. That's an ideal body type for moving through the mountains. Long legs, long gait, no extra mass. So guys, make sure if you are listening to this that you are getting that body composition dialed in. And that's all going to be on the nutrition side. Training helps that, but it's mostly nutrition. Back to your original question, Mark, about what an average kind of week or program looks like. We find most athletes 3 to 4 days a week is about the right number of training sessions. Anything more than that, depending on what kind of training you're doing, athletes may not be able to recover from it. Younger athletes in their 20s, you know, guys who are wanting to go to the military, they're definitely training 5 or 6 days a week. Older athletes, you know, 2 or 3 days. But most people seem like that mid 30 range is kind of the demographic of our gym. I'd probably say from 30 to early 40s, 3 or 4 days a week is ideal, depending on what you're doing outside gym as well. If you're doing jujitsu, or if you're running or playing soccer or rock climbing, you know, all those things kind of contribute to your weekly volume and what you can recover from. How we structure that kind of depends on what you're trying to improve upon. No matter what, we always train strength at some way, shape, or form, whether it's maximal strength, hypertrophy, strength, endurance. That's a good suggestion for anyone out there. Do some type of strength training. We always like to include some type of aerobic work, which is low intensity. Just the nature of that attribute is that, you know, if you don't do it, you lose it very, very quickly. Usually do a little bit of high intensity, you know, maybe 5 minutes, or if we're focusing on high intensity, like anaerobic work, we'll do multiple bouts throughout the week. And then you obviously have all your supplemental work, you know, your core strength, your grip strength, the resilience work. So typically the way we structure our normal kind of in-gym programming is whatever we're trying to improve upon, we're going to do twice a week. So we may do strength on Monday, strength on Friday. Wednesday may be our conditioning component, where we do a little bit of work capacity, some higher intensity stuff, core, and then our optional or fourth session will be aerobic capacity. So that way you're kind of hitting all of them, but you're obviously hitting one with a little more frequency with the idea of improving that specific attribute.
Cool. I mean, there's a lot there. I would say to listeners, if you haven't caught it, we can go back to episode 106, and we actually did a full episode with Jake specifically on training. So if you want to learn more about these topics, go check that out. We also have a plan that you gave us, Jake, which we really appreciate, and I know that literally hundreds of people have done at this point, that we give away free. So you guys can go to exomountaingear.com/train, T-R-A-I-N. You can download that free plan. It's essentially it is hunting specific, so it's something you want to do closer to season. The beauty of it is it's limited equipment. It's essentially you and your pack and a few essentials. So you don't have to have a gym. You don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to invest a ton. And it's very effective. I've heard from a lot of guys, Jake, I don't know that I've even asked you this directly, but what's some of the feedback you've gotten, or like any common questions or anything from guys who've looked at that plan?
Man, Mark, I was surprised how many emails I got about that program, you know, cause we had done that initial podcast and I was just like, hey, like, let's just give guys something that they can just do at home. Cause I mean, a gym membership adds up, you know, our programming costs money. Hiring a personal trainer is ridiculously expensive. And so, you know, it was a pretty easy program to write up for you guys. And I think it's very effective. And tons of email questions, tons of feedback. Like, a lot of guys are really appreciative. Like, thank you so much for doing this. I know this year, before you probably, as we get closer, I'll get in there and make some changes based on a lot of the questions. So that way we can go ahead and address those things. Like, a lot of guys were curious about how, you know, hey, I am packing in camp for, you know, 7+ days, and we are potentially going to be packing out a larger animal. So I know, like, in the initial program, I said, hey, just email me if you got questions about this. And I got so many emails, and it was like, I need to just have a standardized answer for this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that is a good program to do. I mean, like I said, if you want to stay general and, you know, you don't want to be dragging a tire for 3 months, then that's a great program to do right beforehand. I am going to make some changes. That way a lot of guys, some older guys, for example, had questions, you know, like their knees were, couldn't handle some of the volume, stuff like that, that will end up making some changes and addressing in the future.
That's awesome. Yeah, so much good stuff. Jake, it's atomic-athlete.com for you guys, right?
Yep, exactly.
If you want to check anything out, cool. And then listeners, just remind you guys, hopefully you've heard this already. You can go to exomountaingear.com/podcast. From there, we're basically doing giveaways every month of all of 2019. And in January, you can win training from Atomic Athlete, their Ultimate Predator program, which is three months, Jake, hunting specific program? Yeah. So it's kind of like, it's taking our free plan and going on steroids. So it's like, if you're super serious, want to do the full gamut, have access to a little bit more equipment. I did it last summer for 3 months. It'll kick your butt for sure, but it'll make you ready. We're doing that, and then also access to some of their other just general programs. So guys, go check that out. And then if you have questions, I assume, Jake, it's just like go through a contact form on the side. Is that the best way to go if somebody has a specific training question?
Yep, or you can just hit me up at Jake at atomic-athlete.com.
Perfect. Thanks, Jake.
Thank you, man.